This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Welcome to WHM Mailbag, everybody. I'm Andrew Jupin, alongside Stephen Sadak, Christopher Cabot, and Eric Sisko. We are here to read your letters. So, Steve Sadak, start us off.
Deep impact haunts my family.
Haunts?
Hey, guys, big fan here. Your podcast makes my trip to the gym and long distances to class. I'm going to film school. Bearable. Anyways, I've gone through most of your recent episodes, and I find myself browsing through the archive.
Ooh, so get some archives on that baked potato.
You know, is that Riverdale good with archives? People keep saying that show is actually good.
It's like the Archie comic, but they fuck.
Yeah, they get the fucking get into the archives, dude. That's when you take off Archie's pants.
All right, I saw you had an episode on Deep Impact, and I immediately clicked on it.
It's like episode 18.
Yeah, and by the way, really low numbers.
Look at the episodes page on WHMpodcast.com. There's a lot of stuff there. People are like, oh, you should do this movie. Like, I did it like 4 years ago, man. I've been at this game for years.
Exactly. The show's been on the air for the better part of a decade.
Yeah. So yes. Just
a lot of sodes.
I enjoyed the episode slightly more than others because the film has been a plague to my family. You see, my father adores it. It's been one of his favorites, so much so that he watches it every time it's on TV, unfortunately happens to be a lot.
That's a TNT fave.
I remember the first couple of times I saw it with him, I was around 11 or 12 at the time, I was very confused, but I didn't know it was truly awful and painfully boring until I grew older. However, now that I moved out for college, it's my poor 14-year-old brother who is now going through the terrible realization, except where I knew when to keep my mouth shut, he doesn't. I'm looking forward to hearing about the screaming matches while Morgan Freeman delivers his flurry of speeches. My question is to you guys, do you guys have any similar experiences with family or friends loving a particularly bad movie?
Ooh. That's from Monica.
That is from, thanks, keep up the good work, Monica.
I've got some relatives that enjoy spoof movies.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's
so that's kind of horrible.
There's some okay ones, right? Like The Naked Gun.
No. I'm talking about like recent spoof
movies.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Cousins of mine, I feel like we would always go over their house and they would put on Hot to Trot. Like, it would be oh my God.
What? They owned it?
They owned it on VHS. Let's put on Hot to Trot. And you're here. You came all the way out here. Let's put on Hot to Trot.
You came all the way out here.
I mean, I got ants, so, like, of course.
They love ants?
Yeah.
With a Z.
Well, like, I mean, the cliche, but they all do is Love Actually.
The move.
Is that right?
And then, but, like, then there's, like, any Kate Hudson movie, they're like, you know, it's underrated.
But I feel like knowing you would fight them on that. Like, you know what, Aunt Christie, this is
I'm getting a little softer.
Good. That's a good thing. You gotta let things go.
Yeah, but he's learned when to shut the fuck up.
Not all the time. all the time. Aunt but Christie, sometimes Aunt Christie, I'm letting it go.
I let How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days go, but this failure to launch shit is really bothering me. I'm going to be honest with you, Aunt Christie. And the meatloaf was a little dry.
These mashed potatoes from scratch, or is it the powder?
Because they taste like powder.
It's that buttered powder.
Remember that movie Powder?
Yeah, it was directed by a child molester.
I have never seen it.
Oh, really? It sucks.
That's one I have never seen.
Check it out.
It sucks. Totally sucks.
Well, so I'm not going to check it out.
No. I don't really have a great answer for this one. Growing up, my brother loved all those like karate movies, like Best of the Best and stuff. And
sure.
And I'm like, awesome. Yeah, because they're good.
That's the right way to do that. That's the right way to do
that. The Sisko Bros got along movie-wise. All right. Chris Cabin.
All right. Yoda's Reign of Terror.
Uh-oh.
Hey, WHM bros. All right.
Okay.
I guess.
Yo, what up?
Oh, man.
Don't you dare.
Keep going. Hang up on it.
Yo, what up?
After hearing the last mailbag from the guy born in January 1994,
ooh,
I felt the need to write in. My older brother was born Christmas Eve of 1994.
That'll ruin any holiday.
And I was born in November 1996, about 2 weeks after Space
Jam. Come on, with the 90s birthdays.
All right, you know what? Listen, we were just saying the show's been on the air for 7 years. Yeah. I mean, we're old.
How old am I?
Eric just turned to dust and died.
Where's my meat?
Where is
my meat? I've been waiting for my meat to come in my whole life, and I haven't gotten my meat share.
I will say, if you're listening to this, and you were born sometime in the late 90s, we're likely closer in age to Alex Jones than to you, general, yes. Gentle that, listener.
That's worth saying.
God, cat in bed with a millennial.
I'll pause to let you guys part for a second.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
When I was 8, Star Wars Revenge of the Sith came out. And while my brother and dad watched it, I didn't because of Yoda. I hadn't seen any Star Wars at that point, so I didn't know that Yoda was a cool Jedi master. And the only images of him...
Wrong.
Incorrect.
He's an okay Jedi master.
Hang up on him.
And the only images of him I had seen were from the ads circulating around at the time. That small, wrinkled CGI abomination was a laser stick of death... With a laser stick of death... chilled me to my very core. Because he was also on every damn thing at the grocery store, I was terrified to go shopping with my mom. Terrified?
Well, they really pimped that little guy
they
out
did.
For those
Way
prequels.
They did.
Too much.
Yes.
Way.
A lot yep. of Yoda
Quite
footage.
A lot.
Yoda footage.
I mean, too much to, Yoda I mean footage. And to this very day.
Yeah, fuck Yoda. Honestly.
I mean, he's cool.
He belongs
so
in Empire Strikes Back, and that's it.
Exactly. He dies. And Jedi. He has a nice little death scene.
You've got 900 years. See how good you look.
Do you think
by the way, sister you have, for some reason.
I always imagine that Frank Oz just like having a boiled egg on his tongue trying to do that voice. Shopping with my mom. It got to the point that for a solid month I was scared of anything green, including grass. Because it reminded
what
me
kind
of that.
Grass, 8-year-old girl?
Because of it reminded me of
that's good that is. How glass of water that is.
This next line is amazing.
Because it reminded me of that monster. I love Star Wars now, including Yoda, but I'll never forget that month of terror that CGI Yoda inflicted upon me. Love the podcast, Elizabeth from Iowa City.
Well, there you go.
Any benevolent creatures everyone and anyone is afraid of as a kid?
I remember my best friend in elementary school. Terrified of the flying monkeys.
Oh yeah!
Oh,
that'll,
that,
that's
like,
just
like,
sheer nightmare fuel.
That'll do it.
Well, growing up, when my dad would come home, we'd watch the Howdy Doody show together.
Oh, really?
No, we didn't. Just going to the old joke there.
You know when Kong first appeared on the screen?
It's like
you know
revelation.
when I was in that theater and I heard Al Jolson sing for the first time.
You know what that
he
true?
Said? You ain't heard nothing yet.
I was telling Von Stroheim that like
when I first saw the premiere of the Lumiere brothers Train.
That was so scary.
I was straight out of college at the time. The college.
You know when we saw the Shadow plays around the tent in the Frontier.
You know what I was shit scared of as a kid, and it wasn't really a benevolent thing. I guess it's supposed to be kind of scary. Was Tim Curry in Legend?
Oh yeah,
oh, of course.
Yeah,
but it was also man. It also scared me even more because I didn't know what it was from, and for years it just plagued me. Like I didn't know. Like I would pop something on, and all of a sudden that fucking devil beast would be there.
I didn't know where it was from either, and I just remember I kind of thought I was like, that's pretty badass.
I was. Another thing you were supposed to be afraid of him, Howie Mandel and Little Monsters. It was supposed to be like, I'm
sense.
Not scary. I'm like, yes,
that,
you are, man. Yeah, get the fuck out of my house.
That was bone chilling.
That's a stay tuned, I bet. But also, another thing I was scared of that you're also sort of meant to be scared of.
Okay.
The opening of Ghost Brothers? Ghostbusters. Uh-huh. With the librarian ghost.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the Ghost Brothers, those two twins that go to your house and renovate it if there's ghosts there.
That would be a great fucking show.
Absolutely.
Oh, you got the Ghost Brothers. They're twins, and they're both kind of weird in different ways.
But, dude, man, you got all these old fixer-uppers, and there's ghosts in the wood. You know,
yeah.
All the old wood here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, looks, you got a bunch of ghosts in that shiplap there, hon.
I'm trying to think, like, I mean, I think I can, like, all the ones are justifiable, except I will say, like, I was revolted to the point of fright with Mac and Me.
Oh, right.
Like, I was just like, that movie. Thing is fucking gross to look at, and oh my God.
Yeah, that thing talks and, like, squirt sounds get made.
No, thank you.
All right, Eric Sisko.
Mailbag, mailbag, how a movie ruined a potential relationship.
Uh-oh.
Hey, guys, love the show. I podcast you at... What's so funny?
Steven, I said, uh-oh.
Oh,
it
man.
Was, it was cute.
You guys are like Ghost Brothers.
ghost in that old toilet, hon.
Hey, hon, that shiplap is... I think that's a ghost shiplap. From a ghost ship. This wood is from a ghost ship.
That this new backsplash we have is haunted. It's a good backsplash, but it's kind of haunted.
Why don't you go ask Gabriel Byrne if we can get off this ghost ship?
We're going to put it in a new backsplash with tiles from Alcatraz. Oh, wait, do you not want it haunted?
Oh, we also put... Yeah, the brass fixtures from the Titanic. You wait, hold on. You don't want a haunted house?
That was Al Capone's toilet.
Oh, man, Al Capone's toilet. Look out below.
You know, we should probably get something on paper here before we do anything else.
Looks like this ghost had the syphilis shits. All right, what happened?
I podcast you at work, and it really helps me get through the day. I wanted to share a story of how a movie ruined a potential relationship.
Quick, not to derail everything, but... if you're listening to a podcast, do you say I podcast you? Is that a?
I never heard of that. I was just going to let it go.
Steve, These are young people.
The young millennials.
We're
older millennials. All the top 90s. Of the millennial spectrum.
I don't know how
brother.
We got in there, but we're in there. And,
we are.
But the thing is, young people love us.
Uh huh.
And they podcast us.
Okay, cool. I'll podcast you too, yes. Lady. Hey, ladies, you want a podcast? Let's podcast.
Oh God in heaven.
Oh man. You'll be a ghost soon.
You're going to jail.
All right.
Fat man thrown in prison.
Did you say fat man thrown in prison?
Yeah. Lascivious fat man.
Lascivious indeed.
So I was like, is
in
that
shackles.
Batman or fat man? Anyway. So this is about how a movie ruined a potential relationship for me this past summer.
Right.
I was new to the dating scene after a 3-year relationship. I met a guy online who seemed really cool and fun. After a lot of public meetings and dates, I realized that I really liked him.
Nice.
I want to stay the night.
Oh man.
Shit.
He asked me to come over to his house to watch a movie. I thought, perfect. The lights will be low and the atmosphere would be intimate.
Yep, now we're talking.
I do love the idea. I mean, it's true, though, where it's like, nobody ever watches movies. You know what I mean? Like, it's a
it's a con. Oh, yeah. Every
it's
time.
A con. It's a total con.
Except for that, who was it, that lady that wrote in? Or maybe it was a dude. I don't remember.
Oh,
with
the X-Men
watching
marathon?
X-Men?
Yes. Yeah, that's when everybody's watching every movie.
You better be watching that goddamn movie. Can't wait to see how many times in theaters that person sees Logan.
A lot.
Here's my chance to make a move. I showed up at his house, and he cooked me dinner. We snuggled up on the couch. Without my asking opinion, he put on the movie Grown Ups 2.
Oh, no.
Come on, lady.
I thought maybe he had never heard of it, or maybe he was just planning on not watching any of it. Oh, wink. That was my wink. She didn't say wink.
Yeah, but then, I mean, that's not a movie you can have. You can't be like fooling around.
Ice water.
Yeah, it's like, oh man, I'm going to put my hand where? Kevin James, my balls!
After about 15 minutes of him laughing hysterically,
oh, God. Fuck,
he turned to me and asked me if I'd ever seen this.
That's not sensual.
No.
Definitely not.
No, this is terrifying.
See our episode on Grown Ups 2, by the way.
Oh, yes.
Episodes page.
.html?
Yeah, something like that.
Sure.
I said no proudly, and then he told me he's seen it a bunch of times, and it was the funniest movie he's ever seen.
The man who's literally seen one movie.
I mean, I'm curious, though, lady. Like, look around the apartment. Was there any other clues?
There's gotta be.
Signs, there's a poster somewhere.
You know what? I guarantee there was a Pulp Fiction poster somewhere. Uh-huh.
There's a
fitness magazine somewhere.
If this guy likes fitness, he probably likes grown-ups. No. You got to look for stuff like the Waterboy poster.
Sure.
Or like, I don't know, what's an egregious type of pop figure?
Is there a if the man you're trying to sleep with has a picture of himself dressed like Joe Dirt on the on the refrigerator from last Halloween, you're probably not going to have sex with him.
I probably pose with a picture for him.
Like if you got a tattoo of something from the Divergent series, yeah probably stay away from that.
I thought you were going to say it's a tattoo of Opera Man.
Oh God.
Bye bye.
All right, let's continue here.
This is great. I love this letter because of the following sentence.
Oh, please.
I felt knots in my stomach and started to get lightheaded. I told him I wasn't feeling well and quickly left.
Oh, nice.
When I got home, I thanked God that happened before I actually slept with him.
Yes.
I can't respect anyone whose favorite movie is an Adam Sandler flick after the year 2006, especially Grown Ups 2.
Absolutely.
He contacted me a few times, and I finally lied and told him that my ex and I got back together.
Nice.
I don't know if he listens to the show, but I hope he does and hears this and reevaluates his life.
Yeah, figure it out, buddy.
I think we would have lost. Like we would have lost him by now.
Oh probably. Yeah, we dare make fun of the King Adam Sandler.
After Grown Ups 2 episode, yeah. Probably.
Wait, hang on a second. She says Adam Sandler flick after the year 2006. What was so great about 2006?
No, it's
just like later.
I think what was just the latter days. Like if you say
that was Click. That was the year of Click.
Like, let's say you go out with a fucking like gorgeous hunk, right? And he's like, oh, I love Billy Madison. I'm like, all right, okay.
Fine. Sure, right.
Fine. Oh, if I love Happy Gilmore. All right, okay, yeah.
The wedding singer, sure.
Yeah, I'll still sleep with you.
Mr. Deeds,
Exactly. You're like, wait, what?
Hang on a second.
Almost I might not want to hit it or quit it, you know?
Click, no. Hard no, Click.
Mr. Deeds, I feel it's like, you know,
we're thinking it over.
I mean, you got to see what else is going on there.
A hand jibber, fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Just to see what the course looks like. I guess I dodged a bullet because if I had slept with him before that, I don't think I'm going to ever live with myself. Thank you for everything you guys do. Love you, Annie from Philadelphia.
Oh, man. And when she was driving home, she probably said to herself, man, I am glad I did not sleep with that guy.
Bravo. By the way, speaking of the wedding singer, goddamn it, fucking Alexis Arquette, Farina'd at the Oscars. Yes.
Fucking Farina'd, knew it. Fucking I don't Farina'd. Even know the fucking slew of people Farina'd, man.
Oh, this editor had a fucking vendetta.
You know, honestly, Miguel Ferrer, that's just unforgivable.
I honestly think it might be more prestigious now to be Farina'd.
Yeah.
You know, that's you where all the good people are.
Yeah, you don't want to be some... what are we talking about? Miguel Ferrer... He's George Clooney's cousin. I'm sure George Clooney left the ceremony.
Oh, really?
What?
He just spits on the ground.
They're cousins.
Yes.
Oh, man, that George and his pranks.
Come on. All right, here we go. Next letter. 310 to Yeesh. Dear Andrew, Eric, Chris, and what is likely the life model decoy of Steven Sadak, I drive commuter
trains. Steve Real Dolls on sale, by the way.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
we still have all of them. And the hair is real.
Yeah.
I drive commuter trains across state borders, and I am a big fan of the show. Your podcast has brought me several hours of joy in my downtime. Hopefully not when you're driving the train. I'm writing into the mailbag about a particular incident that happens on one of my routes. As we finished pulling into our last station for the night, I walked through the train to make sure no one was still on board since service has ended. I heard what couldn't be mistaken for anything other than Adam Sandler's cackling voice coming from one of the cars. That's exactly right. I assumed maybe someone had left their phone on the train. I was gravely mistaken. What I found
you're
was...
You're in a meeting. I'm trying to turn it off. I thought I put it on silent.
Sorry, you know what? I had to leave it on volume. My father's in the hospital. I'm sorry. I'm going to leave the meeting just right now. I'm so sorry about this. Please tell the Japanese businessman, translate for me that this is... I'm sorry.
The mating call of the native Sandler.
Our newlyweds, whoopity-doo!
Man, that never got old.
Well, wait a second. What I found was indeed a phone playing an Adam Sandler flick.
Oh, wow.
Billy Madison, if you're curious. And the man who was holding the phone had his pants down around his knees, and he was going to town.
I honestly just almost did a spit take.
You know, sometimes it pays for me to ignore the emails that come in until I read them on the air. I was startled and yelled at the man to put his pants on and that he wasn't allowed to do that on the train. He was clearly drunk and asked me what state this was. California, I replied. California? I'm supposed to be in Nevada. He threw his hands in the air and stormed off yelling, "Fucking Sandler!" To this day, I can't watch an Adam Sandler film without thinking of some guy's dick, but I guess I'm just like everyone else I know. Keep up the good work, AJ.
Wow. My God.
Well, that's amazing, dude. Now, what was fantastic. He jerking off to in Billy Madison?
Miss Veronica? Whatever.
Boss, right?
Yeah.
She's one piece of ace.
Maybe he's a Bradley Whitford dude. I'm okay with that. That's true. He looked great in that movie.
When he fell off that dude fell off that bench and we saw his balls and they were weird.
I used to, and maybe I've told this,
You used to jerk off to Billy Madison.
I used to jerk off to Billy Madison. No.
Wait, I'm sorry. Hang on a second. Veronica Vaughn. Veronica Voss, I believe, is a film by Fassbender.
Oh, shit. Crosswire.
Oh, that fox and his friends is one piece of A. It's
the third film in the BRD trilogy. Yes. Anyway, I'm sorry. Continue.
I used to work at a gym, and I would close it down on Saturday nights.
Uh-oh.
And this gym had a sauna.
Uh-oh.
Which is also known as, what, like a cum lair?
It's essentially a cum lair. So, like, and it happened so often, I got good at it. Because, like, the idea
what,
is you have
jerking
to...
jerking it in yeah. there?
Well, no, you gotta go around and tell everybody, like... Because people will just keep working out. They don't care about your time. So, like, right, people on Trenton's yeah. Mills will have to, like, excuse me, sir. We're, we're closing down for the night. And they'll be like, oh, sorry, man.
Hey, man, it's 11:30 on a Friday. Get a fucking life. Thank you.
Exactly. And he'd be like, oh, just give me 5 minutes. I'll go. Like, so that'll happen. You gotta close everything down. But you always knew when it came to cleaning the bathroom, which was my job, you don't clean the sauna right away. You really don't. You just kind of, you're doing the roommate thing where you're coming home on a Friday night. You don't know what's going on. You're like,
right.
Hey man, everything cool? You turn the light on and off and you scream from the opposite and you don't open the sauna door. Gym's closing!
Before you enter the lair of the white worm.
No, I don't. And then you go back to the front of the gym and then you wait for one to two to three gentlemen to leave the sauna and then that's the end of it.
Did you have to learn this the hard way?
No, it was just sort of, it was passed down like a
craftsman's tool. Somebody learned it the hard way.
Exactly.
Oh, really? So they were fucking in there or
something?
Circle jerk.
Something
sucking, maybe.
Who knows?
Maybe even that.
It didn't happen all that time. It wasn't all the time. It happened enough where I was a bit reticent to go into the sauna after hours.
Did I ever tell a story about how I caught the guy in Bryant Park jerking off?
Possibly, yeah, the Bryant Park reading room.
So, yeah, so this dude was like, it was orange gym shorts.
Orange gym shorts.
Yeah. I knew what I wore that day.
It's a good memory on you.
Oh, yeah, can I borrow those, by the way?
Oh, yeah, dude.
There was a bunch of dudes caught in the mall where Cabin and I used to work at the movie theater, caught in a big circle jerk in the bathroom.
Yes, yes, yes.
And
yes.
What was great was the mall, it's no longer there, but it was indeed called the Latham Circle Mall, and they called it the Latham Circle Jerk.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right. It was right behind the arcade.
Yep. That's where you want a bathroom in a mall. All right, Steve Zadak.
Sleeping with my father.
Oh, okay.
Sure. Dear We Hate Movies gang, that's us. Your episode on My Father the Hero reminded me of a terrible event that happened on my 20th birthday that I've tried so hard to forget. For a bit of background, I'm currently 22 years old. Well, congratulations.
Bitter.
No, I know. And have three younger brothers. My parents are in their early 50s, and they love to tell us how young they look and how people don't believe they have kids our age. In all honesty, my brothers and I agree that they don't look 50, but we would never tell them that for fear of inflating their egos. On my 20th birthday, what a waste of a birthday a 20th birthday is, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're just like, oh, when is the fucking 21st already?
Now the seriously. Clock starts.
Yep. I'm no longer a teenager, so I don't get that shit, but now I'm not even 21.
You're just fucking looking at your watch for a year.
Exactly.
It sucks.
I mean, more fake IDs. The campus security, and my entire family came up to celebrate with me. The campus security in my building was fairly lax for relatives, so I only had to wave at the security guard after signing them in. Towards the end of the evening, my mother wanted to take pictures. Ugh, mom with the pictures.
Yep.
But realized she left her camera in the car. Ugh, mom with the pictures. Can we just go home?
It's only my 20th birthday.
Get me next year.
Nothing to see here.
Not graduating.
Exactly. My dad volunteered to go out to the car and get it, and I went with him since he would need to get back in the building. After getting the camera, I signed myself in and was prepared to do my usual wave when the security guard said the most awful thing. "Excuse me, miss," she said, "but you just can't let your boyfriend walk in here. You need to sign him in."
Oh.
My dad immediately started laughing while my face heated up. I started out, "He's my dad." To which the security guard replied, "Oh, I'm sorry. He just looks so young."
This security guard's looking for it now.
Absolutely.
A little thirsty.
This made my dad laugh harder as he said, "See, these people don't think I look 50.
Yeah, oh. Dude, they want to get quenched."
Embarrassed, I didn't respond, but simply began mashing the elevator button. Oh, man.
This sucks.
My dad continued laughing the entire way back to my room. God. And made me recount the entire tale to my entire family, including my grandmother, who was there to celebrate with us.
This is humiliating.
I was wondering if you guys had any related stories.
Nope.
Dating your mom is probably the equivalent for that awful conversation. Thanks so much for all the laugh. Keep up the good work. Sincerely, not dating or sleeping with my father.
No.
No,
close to that.
One time in college, a buddy of mine was being a jerk there. He was a guest from out of town, and you know, we're walking around the campus, and sure enough, some lady's walking by herself, and he has to yell after she passes by, "Steve, is that the girl you like?" And I'm like, "Oh man, I saw that girl for 4 years after that."
Oh, that's humiliating.
Yeah, it wasn't very fun. Nah. I've never been.
One time, this is kind of not really related, but I was out somewhere with my mother.
Ooh,
yeah,
I like that.
And I'm a very blonde man.
Uh huh.
But I had very long hair at the time.
Uh huh.
I had like you know. You know, like Raiden hair. and some dude was like, "Excuse me, ladies." And I turned around and he looked horrified.
Yeah.
That's about as close.
"You're the ugliest woman I've ever seen."
Yeah, he started puking.
I got nothing.
Yeah,
really got nothing.
No.
My parents are both age appropriate.
Yeah, and the good thing about having divorced parents, you don't even have to like deal with any possibility of them having sex. So sexuality is kind of removed from most of it. Which is
that goes with married parents too.
Okay, good, good.
Bravo. All right, Chris Cabin.
All right,
is this the last one. I think it might be. It no. is.
Yep. Oh, here we go. Last one. Last email, everybody.
All right.
Hang up on him.
Chuck and Buck, the worst movie experience of a lifetime.
I hate this movie.
I'm not a fan of it. I was at some point, though.
All right.
Fellas, let me get this out of the way. Love your show. Have been hooked for 2 years now.
Thank you.
Now the story.
All right.
I made the mistake of getting a liberal arts degree in film at Ohio Ohio University.
Don't worry. The money is going to pour.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, man. It's
no struggles.
Oh, wait. That's P-O-O-R?
It's going to be a vacation in Hawaii every day.
Because you're homeless.
They brag about how good their TCOM and film
I guess telecommunications,
I assume.
No, we're abbreviating telecommunications. Someone's a college graduate.
And film programs are...
Yep.
Touting Matt Lauer as the ultimate success story.
I'll talk about a million to one shot, Doc.
Maybe. But in practice, it was pretty much chicken me worthless as far as degrees go.
I think it was chicken
Mick worthless. Oh, chicken Mick worthless.
Is that an Ohio expression?
I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. I've never heard it.
I'm going to use
it. Well, I'm from Cleveland, and I've never heard that.
Oh, yes, that's more of a Columbus expression.
Aurora Maria.
No. But can I see it?
No.
Oh.
Still, it did nurture my blossoming love for movies at the time.
Sure.
Ohio University is in the college town of Athens, Ohio, in the Appalachian foothills. Oh, my God. Very beautiful, but small. So imagine my surprise when they started trying to attract culture and arts by doing a week-long film festival.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. I was stoked. I immediately bought week-long passes. The year was 2000.
Mm-hmm.
I think I saw a few good films during that week.
Well, he was probably wearing a striped sweater at some point.
Yeah, straight from the Gap.
Or yeah, you're going to have like
definitely
some sort of spiked hair.
An honorary.
Or a bowl cut.
A bowl cut
they
is
were kind
play.
Of the holdovers.
Yeah, or and some sort of like really heavy metal necklace that you got to be wearing.
That's like guaranteed.
I also
shells.
Shells are big.
I do actually believe this the film festival where Gladiator premiered.
Oh, really? That's the one where Oliver Reed died. He went to Athens, Georgia and ate himself to death.
Ohio.
Ohio, sorry.
I intentionally didn't read about the lineup since I wanted to leave any expectations at the door. Well, needless to say, I was up on my high horse and invited this girl I really liked to join me on a movie date. I didn't know her well, but she was really beautiful and liked Pearl Jam. Which
sounds
was
interesting.
All, which is all I needed at the time. Yeah, at the time. She said yes, and we met at the downtown theater. I already know where this is going.
Oh, fuck. Oh, I just remember the title of the email. Oh,
theater
fuck.
To see whatever was next up for the film festival. It was Chuck and fucking Buck. Fucking was me. The Mike White film. Yes, I would confuse it with something else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
A dark comedy, but I don't remember laughing.
Neither do I. Actually, yeah, Kevin, no. Did you and I see this in theater together?
No, I didn't see it. I rented this.
I think when you rented it, maybe you and I watched it.
Possible.
I don't know how else I would have been suckered into seeing this movie.
If you haven't seen this movie, I'm guessing you have.
Yep.
It is a little creepy, sort of sad, and has some graphic sexual stuff in it. Pretty risque for 2000. Needless to say, the theater was nearly empty. Me and my date, an older couple close to the front, and some college hippies who parked it two rows behind us.
Fucking college hippies, man. Every goddamn time.
Maybe about 20 minutes in, I hear the sound of a cup being filled up with some sort of liquid.
Please don't be pee.
I looked behind us and didn't see anyone pouring anything.
Oh, man.
And two dudes glaring back at me.
Oh.
Since the sound had some force behind it,
oh.
I knew at the moment what was being filled up. A paper cup with urine.
Now, you know what? This movie sucks, and there's no reason to be so engrossed in Chuck and Buck that you can't use the restroom.
What were you drawn to? Enlighten me.
Yeah. It's not like when I watched The Force Awakens and I had to piss in a cup.
Yeah, you're not going to go back and like, hey, what did I miss? Absolutely nothing.
Like, it's just when we saw the the counselor, my fiance went to the bathroom at the exact moment when the guy was on a motorcycle. It's a really slow movie. It's really slow. There's a couple of decapitations. She missed one of the decapitations where it's a guy on a motorcycle, like a Wile E. Coyote gag, drives right into Piano Whiner's head pops off.
Oh, really? Did she miss the quickening, too?
She did. Because she comes back and she's like, what did I miss? Like, oh, my God, something happened in the movie.
All right, Kevin.
The glare was daring me to say something. I didn't. I got back to my date and bided my time for a romantic moment to put a move on.
Not in this movie.
No.
The smell of piss in the air. And didn't come.
I was so fucking horny reading your letter.
Thank you very much.
Dear,
this
we
is
hate
the
movies.
Good stuff.
I listen to you guys in my downtime, which is after 5 p.m. I have Fox News on. I unmute. I look at Shepard Smith with the closed captions. And I listen to your mailbag episode.
And then I piss on the TV and it breaks and I go, Steve, I need another one.
How's that racist legislation going, Steve?
Wrap it up.
I don't remember exactly when it all derailed, but something around the time when Mike White's character started being more forthcoming about his creepiness. I heard the hippie say, fuck this movie. And get up to leave.
Oh no, I read ahead.
Then they accidentally kicked over a big gulp cup and pee came cascading down by our feet.
Oh, this like is the worst
torrent.
Film festival of all time.
Oh god. Oh. That is how I knew it was pee, by the way. Also pee from a dehydrated dick. pungent.
Oof.
Oh, no. My date didn't improve.
Oh.
Did you switch seats?
You gotta get up and
just
move.
Run out of the theater.
You're fine. You're fine.
You're fine. This is the reason to do it.
Oh, God, I ran ahead again. This is humiliating.
Right around the moment Mike says, Chuck and Buck suck and fuck. She says to me, I can't take this. Don't call me again.
Oh, mercy.
I would love to hear this woman's side of the story.
Oh, guaranteed. Please have her write in.
And storms out. I was left sitting nearly alone in the theater. 50% of the audience had left early. My shoes had pee all over them.
Oh, come on,
and I
man.
Blew my chances with a girl I liked, all due to this shit show of a film.
Oh.
From then on, I've been less forgiving about art house films that have no real point but to lay one big shock. I still love movies, though, and while I never talked to the girl again, I did land my dream girl a year later, and we saw many a bad movie together happily. Keep up the good work, Charles. P.S., I absolutely love this influx of Alex Jones and Trump banter on the show. I lived in Austin for a bit and saw AJ's dumbass a few times.
He, is he from Austin?
Yeah, he's Texas.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where they record all that shit.
In Austin?
So. Yeah.
He's in a Linklater movie.
Yes, he is. He's
in two Linklater movies. Yeah.
Yeah, Waking Life and A Scanner Darkly.
Yeah.
And it's also the capital of Texas. Let's not forget.
Yeah.
Never forget.
He was always yelling at someone random. My friend worked for Prison Planet for a while as a production assistant.
Oh.
I think they paid him in Liberty dollars and tangy tangerine super drink.
Oh.
His employment didn't last long.
Oh, man. That is the worst date I think we've ever read on the show.
Yeah,
it's easily.
It's disgusting. I'm surprised how much piss happens in movie theaters, actually.
Because people don't want to get up, man.
But
people
why would you not want to get
all
up?
This money?
For Chuck and Buck at a fucking film festival in 2000.
You know it's a lost cause. You're 5 minutes in.
Yeah, you know what the deal is. Just get out. Just get out.
Leave.
Hang up on that.
And that was
movie.
One of those early digital movies.
Definitely early
where they
digital.
Were like, where like it looked like absolute garbage.
It looked like garbage at the time you were watching it. Absolutely.
I can't tell you how many of those movies I rented and just turned off. And I was like, I'm doing anything else.
But when you realize it's like early DV.
Yeah. And it's just.
It's tough. It was a tough time for filming.
Yeah. And it's just like, oh, we can make a movie about anything. So let's make a movie about nothing.
Yeah. I think what's that?
Everyone's doing something. We'll do nothing.
The anniversary parties. Like
that is
that's another
like
movie
that.
Where you're like, oh,
but,
Jesus.
But at least that has some like charming people in it. This is all about jerking off and having these weird crushes on your friends.
Remember Chuck and Buck? We used to suck and fuck.
Uh-huh.
I remember thinking, like, why am I watching this movie? Also, it's not fun. There's nothing funny about that movie.
No.
But they did bill it as a dark comedy.
Yes, and that's stupid.
Yeah, so I guess that's WHM mailbag for that month. The month of March.
The month of March, yeah.
Listener
request month. You wrote in. We wrote about it.
You sent us these letters, and we picked them. Thanks.
So if you want your weird stories read on the air again, or, you know, you have a listener friend who, you know, is kind of timid.
Or
hey,
if you are the woman in this story that we just
need to hear from her.
I need to hear your,
we need to hear from her. Listen, Charles, if you remember her name, if you maybe, or you turned out to be Facebook friends later on, drop her a note. We got to hear her side of the story.
Be really creepy about this.
Stalker for a while.
I feel like Charles's wife or girlfriend listens because he had to go out of his way to say he met his dream girl afterwards.
Well, that's not going out of your way, man, when you're speaking the truth.
Speaking the truth.
She's lovely, Charles.
For more We Hate Movies, check out WHMpodcast.com.
No, I am too. I just feel like he's like, oh shit, she's, what are you doing in there? Nothing. And I met my dream girl.
Oh shit, until next time, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Chris Gavin.
Alex Jones.
Take it easy.
InfoWars.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.